Well, welcome to Local Matters. We have some really special guests with us today. Two students from Cookeville High School, Megan Jennings and Allison Bohannon, and their teacher, Mrs. Mandy Rawls, and Director of Schools, Jerry Boyd. So we've got a full house here to talk about some really important stuff. These students recently made a presentation to the Putnam County Board of Education regarding teaching as a profession, something that probably every board of education in the nation is thinking about at this point. So welcome to each of you. We're delighted you could be on Local Matters. Megan, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from and your background?
Yes, I'm a junior at Cookeville High School. I've lived in Cookeville all my life, and I attended Putnam County Schools all of my life as well.
All right. So you've been in Putnam County for a number of years.
Yes.
And Allison, how about you?
I am also a junior at Cookeville High School. I've attended Putnam County Schools most of my life, but I went to kindergarten and half of first grade in Smithville.
Oh, not too far away anyway.
No.
A neighboring county. Mrs. Rawls, how about you?
I'm not a Cookeville native, but this is my 13th year in Putnam County Schools, and previously I taught in North and South Carolina before coming here.
Wow. And your college degrees are from?
I'm from MTSU. I'm an MTSU graduate, and I got my master's here at Tennessee
Tech. How about that? So a Blue Raider and a Golden
Eagle.
That's right. Wow. They didn't allow that in the, I hear, in the 50s. They
back
just,
in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Big rivalry, but I think it's okay.
Yeah, that's great. My daughter is a Blue Raider, and so I call her the Blue Traitor instead of the Blue Raider, but that's okay. MTSU is a great school, and she had a great experience there. So we're going to have some fun talking about what you guys shared with the county commission. So, the county school board. So tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Our presentation was created to spread awareness on teaching as a profession and why several young people aren't taking it as a serious career option today. And this began as a project for our FCCLA organization at our school. And we will be competing with this throughout the school year and hopefully make it to nationals.
Our main goal was to encourage younger individuals to pursue teaching because we think that it's not as as valued or taken seriously or even pursued as much as it needs to be. So we wanted to shed a positive light on teaching and encourage others to become educators.
Well, obviously, teachers play an important role in the lives of every student that goes through any school. So it is important, and I'm glad you're sharing that message. Well, Director Boyd, is that a challenge? Is recruiting teachers and keeping them engaged in the teaching profession a challenge?
Hey, it's becoming more of a challenge. It has been a challenge for quite some time, but over the last 5 or even probably 10 years, the number of individuals going into College of Education, in the universities, and then once they even go through the program and successfully complete, staying in our profession, there's a high number of teachers that leave our profession too soon. So yes, it's a challenge, and these ladies did a great job at the board meeting, just highlighting their perspective and also highlighting the fact that the teaching profession is something that is worthy of all of our, everyone to consider as a lifetime career.
Mrs. Rawls, what's your take on it?
Well, I was so impressed with all of the research that Megan and Allison have conducted to put into their presentation and have really been taking a look at this prior to their pursuit post-secondary. And I feel encouraged for them that they have already kind of grabbed education and have really taken an interest in it. But unless students are taking these teaching as a profession classes, I feel like there's really not going to be that opportunity for students in general to see the profession through their eyes like they have through this program. So I am hopeful that this is a program that can continue to grow not only in our county, but across the state. There's only a little over 70 programs across the state that have teaching as a profession. And I do think that part of the reason why a lot of teachers will begin their career and then they're stepping away, as Director Boyd said, is that there's a lot of challenges that can't be addressed as a teacher until you are in your own classroom. And I think one of the biggest ones is classroom management. I think that's a big beast for a lot of new teachers. And I've been really excited about what they have gotten to experience just in regards to that one topic and the promise that they show for how to manage their classrooms in the future, so that hopefully that won't be one of those challenges when they do pursue and start in their own classrooms in the future.
Now, tell me about the proposal you make or the ideas that you have for how we learn more about teaching as a profession.
I believe just spreading awareness throughout is going to bring some more interest into the profession, as well as with instilling more programs in our county. Currently, ours at Cookeville High School is the only one in our county, and I know Mr. Boyd is probably working to broaden that throughout our county, and there's only 71 in the state, so we need to keep expanding, and that'll help attract more students, and hopefully throughout this presentation, we'll be asked to share this more and we can highlight our point of view and help others.
Yeah, I think the Teaching as a Profession program of study that's offered is really important for students to get the opportunities and the experiences that we get. And we've been able to do a lot through that program. And then we did talk about that in our presentation a lot, is how much we've been able to accomplish through that program of study.
Well, talk about what's in this experience that the student gets. What goes on in that program of study?
I feel like each class will be different. The standards are the same, but Ms. Rawls really does an excellent job teaching us. We've already written our philosophies of education, which is a major beast to tackle in high school or in college. You have to have that to get a job. So I'm glad we got a head start on that. We also get to job shadow and have many field experience opportunities, and we get to go. So far, Megan and I have been in 4 different classrooms across our school system, and we get to experience different grade and subject areas. So whenever we get to college, we have our mind made up and don't have to spend the extra money on classes we end up don't needing. So.
Yeah, I think with the field experience especially, it's been really eye-opening to narrow down which grade, which subject area, especially for Allison. She's been a bit back and forth. But it was really good to get one-on-one with those teachers and have that experience hands-on in the classroom with students and teachers.
So you've been in several experiences at this point. What jumped out at you? What kind of things surprised you that you hadn't thought about before that a teacher experiences just about every day?
It really surprised me to see how many times a teacher has to regroup and refocus in their classroom. One student just getting unprepared and not paying attention is completely distracts the whole class. And so I think it's interesting to see teachers, how they deal with that and what their methods of regrouping and reorganizing their classroom is.
Yeah, mine's kind of similar because I focus more on the little kids, like first graders, elementary ages. So it's interesting to see how teachers get interactive with the young children, how they gain their focus, how they keep their attention, and how they teach. And like Allison said, one student getting off task really has like a ripple effect on the entire classroom. So it's interesting to see how different teachers handle that.
So have you both used Dr. Seuss in your training and found ways to keep the students engaged with things out of Dr. Seuss and other books? What really works? How do you keep them engaged?
It depends on age level, I think, because Allison's more towards high school. So I would say it's a bit more difficult there. But with little kids, it can be something as simple as like a little video or a teacher that I job shadowed. They had a little dance time. So like they took a break, she played some music and they all got up and danced. And that like, even that got all their like, you know, shakes out, they got all their excitement out and it was really fun for them. And then they were able to sit down and learn and focus and pay attention again. So it was really good to see that.
I agree. I believe taking some time to have a little bit of fun in the classroom is a very key component of keeping their attention and keeping behavior good, as well as making learning fun, not just spending the whole class doing nothing, but just actually teaching them in a fun way and interactive. And so they don't see you as, oh, I got to go do book work today. Got to go copy down some notes. You just have fun and you don't think about it as learning. You think about it as excitement and something to look forward to.
Well, Mrs. Rawls, you've watched these two get those experiences and go through this experience. What do you think this has in terms of potential for the long term? Is it something that students should experience during high school, and how does it help them get ready for the rest of their life?
Absolutely. I think that all of the skills and abilities that our career and technical education classes are providing are invaluable for students to explore these professions before they do take on any type of post-secondary training or education, because I tell them all the time, I'm free. Let me be your guinea pig experience. You know, let me give you these opportunities so that you can focus yourself before you go to college and spend your time and money to find out, oh, it's definitely not middle school that I want to be in. It's the younger kids that I want to spend time around. And so I'm so glad that we provide these opportunities with such rich experiences that they can do this now while they are trying to make those decisions. And the reality is not every student who goes through this program is going to choose teaching as a profession. And I've had some wonderful ones walk away from it at the end of their third or fourth course. And while I'm sad that they're not going to share those talents and abilities, I am so grateful that they took advantage of the opportunity and had the chance to explore that so that they could make that decision, so that they aren't one of those teachers that, you know, Director Boyd mentioned, well, I tried it and this was not me. So I'm super excited about the opportunity to, you know, possibly expand this and love to see it in other districts across our state so that teachers can, expose students, but that these students can have these experiences to take with them as they go on to what's next. So I think the potential is incredible.
And it's such a great experience for them to test the waters, mm-hmm. and to see some things that aren't in the textbooks about what that's going to be like.
I think one of the neatest things that I have heard them say is I will teach them things and they're like, oh, that's why my teacher was doing that. Or I didn't realize that's how that went. And that it kind of gives them a peek behind the curtain, so to speak, of how education works and how teachers are structuring their lessons and their activities. And it's really eye-opening for them to see all of the thought that goes behind a lesson, that they show up every class and there's no telling what type of hours and preparation has gone into that one lesson for that one class period. And they get to see the behind the scenes look, I guess, of what's going on in a classroom.
And that's a great experience. We are talking to Megan Jennings and Allison Bohannon and Mrs. Mandy Rawls and Director of Schools Jerry Boyd about teaching as a profession. And this is Local Matters. We are going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking today about an exciting topic. We have two students, Megan Jennings and Allison Bohannon from Cookeville High School, and their teacher, Mrs. Mandy Rawls. They recently presented to the Putnam County Board of Education on a really important topic, teaching as a profession. And Director of Schools Jerry Boyd is here with us today to talk about that too. So, Jerry, I know you and I have talked a lot in the Highlands Initiative in workforce development about teacher education, and that's actually a new initiative for that. How does this fit in with that?
Well, you know, we've been doing, as you've been involved in, a lot of work in our workforce development in the region. And through the last several years, we identified, based on the needs of our community, three areas, the health science, advanced manufacturing engineering, and then IT. Mm-hmm. And then in that conversation, as we were engaging with various business leaders and other community leaders, we realized that because of the teacher shortage that we've been faced with and we will be faced with for many years now, our sector, our business needs to have a seat at the table as well. And so as a group, the Highlands Initiative, we recognize regionally that we have a chance to really foster interest in becoming a teacher. And so we added that fourth focus area, which is teaching as a profession. And we having quality programs in our high schools to connect our students to that pathway and build that interest. It certainly makes a lot of sense. And thankfully, we've already had that momentum from the programs that we offer. So it's a regional problem and it goes well beyond regional. It's a state issue. It's a national concern.
It is.
About the supply of future teachers. And we put a lot of attention and a lot of programming in our high schools across the nation and in Putnam County on other industries and building other pipelines to other professions. And certainly we need to provide that same opportunity for students that want to be and are interested in becoming a professional teacher.
And that's great. As you mentioned, your industry or your business, one of the largest employers in this county. And there are great opportunities. And oh, by the way, if you happen to grow up in Putnam County, you can stay at home with that kind of a career. Or you can go to Seattle. But if you want to, there are jobs here in Putnam County.
Just like we do with advanced manufacturing and engineering and health science, we want our best talent to stay in the region. So same with our teachers. You know, we want to change the conversation about when an individual, a young person says they want to be a teacher and everyone seems to convey some kind of sympathy that they've made that life decision. We want people to be proud and celebrate Amen. That they made that decision to be a teacher and impact their community, and change the lives of people for many, many years. So there's a lot of honor and a lot of privilege to be a teacher.
Yeah, in my family, most of our relatives were teachers. And so that's, you're right. It's a place of honor. Well, Megan and Allison, you proposed a bit of a solution to the school board. So what kinds of things did you propose?
So one of the things we mentioned was a future educator signing ceremony. It would be just like one with an athlete. If you have been offered a scholarship or you're accepting an offer from a university, you get signed on. And so just like an athlete would do, we would want to have that for future teachers. So it could take place during May, during National Teacher Appreciation Week in high schools across the state. And we think that would be a really good opportunity to shed a positive light and like make people excited to pursue education as a career, yeah. Especially after high school.
Good. Good.
We also talked about creating a teacher mentor program in our school system where students that are interested in pursuing a career in education could be matched with veteran teachers and they could share their passion for their career.
Wow. And so you'd have a chance to really see somebody who's wearing the T-shirt, who's been there and done that.
Yes.
And that is an important voice of experience. So I think that's those are both great solutions and would be good steps forward. Well, Mrs. Rawls, I know you're proud of them, but talk about going forward from here. What do you see as the next steps, both for these young ladies, but for the program and for what maybe the school board will do next?
Well, one of the goals that I personally have for my program, which I tried to get some things in the works for this year at the beginning of the school year, and it didn't quite pan out, but I would love the opportunity to speak with the administrators in our county at the beginning of a school year, say, and share with them, I've got 30, 40 students this year that are in my Teaching as a Profession program that are going to be looking to gain experience in your buildings, in your classrooms. Who's willing to host some? Who's willing to have some of these teachers, these future teachers, come and learn about what you're doing in your building and how you guys are shaping students? And I just really feel like I need some more exposure at that level so that they understand. I know several administrators in my years working here, but I don't know them all. And so I tend to rely on the ones that are my friends that I have a working relationship with. And I don't want to tap that well dry, because I know there's a lot of other schools that I could be sending students to. But I'd really like the opportunity to share with them and let them know what we have, what this asset is at our school, and that if they're willing to partner, I'd love to work with them to place some of these students.
Well, that sounds like a great step forward and a good next step. And Jerry, we do experience-based learning with mechatronics and with some of the advanced manufacturing programs. No reason at all we couldn't be doing it even earlier in our teacher ed programs.
Absolutely not. And, I believe Mrs. Rawls has some help in helping the administrators understand the importance of working with your program. I can assure you of that. But we have other barriers. When we're looking at work-based learning opportunities in our other areas, we have some barriers that we overcome. There should be very few barriers within our own school system.
Well, that sounds great. Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to some students from Cookeville High School, Megan Jennings and Allison Bohannon, and Mrs. Rawls and Director Boyd. And sort of a last question to Allison and to Megan. Go ahead and look out in the future. What do you see yourself doing in your careers? Allison, you want to start?
Sure, I'll start. I'm currently undecided about where I'm going to college. I'll probably go to Tech because it's local
University in the nation.
And I won't have to leave my family or anything like that. Plans could change like they have since freshman year. I want to be a high school career and technical education teacher. And I have not yet decided if I want to teach agriculture or family and consumer sciences. So I feel like my teachers have very well prepared me for this. So I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Well, that's outstanding.
I am as well going to Tech, I believe, because it is close to home. Don't have to leave. Love my family to death, so I don't want to have to leave them. And I have plans to become an elementary education person, teacher, whatever you want to call it, because I think I've always had a heart for kids. And so I really can't see my future without helping them and teaching them and shaping them into who they will become and the successful people that they will become. So I'm really, really excited.
Well, it's great that you think that helping these young ladies and young men is important for them, because it really is. And I want to thank you both for taking that on as a vision, and also for helping the county school board think about things that might make our teaching profession better and might also get some great young men and young ladies into the profession. This has been Local Matters. We have been talking to Megan Jennings and Allison Bohannon from Cookeville High School, and Mrs. Mandy Rawls, their teacher, and Jerry Boyd, director of schools. Thank you all for being with us today, and for you two, best of success in those career choices.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.